Hi everyone, welcome back to Forging Heroes. Today I want to be talking, I guess it's kind of a continuation of the last episode, talking about courage, and specifically on why Simon Sinek is the guy I talked about last episode, why he talks about courage as the most, one of the most important qualities, if not the most important one, that a leader or a hero, in my, you know, in what we're talking about, can have. It's one of those important qualities. And we've already talked about that. And one of the points that he brings up that I don't think I really mentioned in the last episode, but I think is extremely important to understand, is how one gets courage, how one can build a more courageous personality and can have courage be their more dominant trait, and how it can be more of a reaction to things. Instead of having a fearful reaction to things, we have a more courageous reaction and outlook on life. So He doesn't go into a lot of detail, at least in the one video I was seeing, this presentation he was giving, but I think there's a lot of depth to it, and there's a lot of area to dig deeper, I guess. And so basically what he says is that building courage comes when we have when we increase the number of people, I guess, but it's to find those people that give us support and love us and respect us and want to see us succeed. It's surrounding ourselves with those people. And the more of those we can have, the more courage we'll have. And at first I was like, that's kind of interesting. I didn't really think that would be, I mean, I can see that helps you feel more confident, but I guess indirectly it gives you more courage. And so that's his point, is that when you are around people that can help you strengthen the areas where you're lacking, or the people that can compliment you in places that you didn't really think you were that developed, or, you know, where you're, they can give you insight on things you're good at that you didn't realize, those are the situations and those people giving you that advice or those compliments or whatever that can give you a boost of confidence in yourself that translates itself into courage. Because what is courage? Courage, like we've talked about before, is really just acting bravely and choosing the harder or better path in the midst of fear. And so what are some of the fears we have to deal with, right? Sometimes it's an insecurity based on how people might, you know, how you think people might perceive you. It could be a fear of embarrassment. It could be some sort of insecurity or fear about failure and not being able to succeed at what you want to do. It could be just the fear of, you know, how much money you're going to have to put into the goal or something, or how far away you'll have to move from your family, or how difficult a job might be, or something like that. It could be any number of those fears. It could be anything like that, and anything more that doesn't come to my mind right now, right? Those are the fears that we're having to face. That's what courage is, though. It's recognizing those are real fears. It's real emotions. It's totally valid to have that. And then we push forward anyway, and we act bravely and courageously. We take that step forward. That's what courage is. It's acting, I guess, not just acting brave, but it's being true to your resolutions, being true to your commitments, being true to your beliefs, even when it's a little bit scary, right? That is the essence of true morality and ethics. Having a real conscience means that you stick to your code, your whatever that is. You stick to that code at all times. And sometimes it's really difficult because of fear, right? It's easy to stick, right? I mean, I've heard that question asked. A lot of us have, right? It's kind of an inspirational thing. Like, if there was nothing holding you back, if there was no obstacles in the way, then what would you want to achieve? And it is a good question in the sense that it brings up that idea of what are the things that are true to you that you're not doing because of fear? Obviously, we can talk about a lot of other reasons that we might not be doing things, but specifically with things that we're not doing in relation to fear, what are those things? And that's where building this, I guess, this foundation of principle, being a principled person, is about sticking true, you know, staying true and sticking to your commitments and to your beliefs, even when it's a little bit scary. And that's what courage is. It's being true to the mark. It's following through on who you are as a person. And so that's why he says that finding people that support you and love you and respect you, finding those people, whether they be family or coworkers or friends or whatever the heck it is, finding those people helps you build that confidence in yourself and reminds you why you're doing what you're doing. It reminds you of the strengths that you have, or the thought processes you have, or the perspectives you have that lead you to make these decisions. That's how that courage can be grown. It can be increased by having those people around. Obviously, there's not a downside, but there's the risk involved with having people help you in this endeavor, is that for some people, it's difficult to not compare to other people, or to compare, one of the things I do sometimes is I'll receive a compliment, and then I'll hear someone else, or hear that same person give someone else a compliment that's different. And I go, I wish I had that compliment. I wish they told me that. And I wish they thought that about me, whatever that other compliment was. And that can be a dangerous thing. It's this comparison tool, or depending too greatly on these opinions. You're like, man, no one complimented me today. I must not be a good person. Like there's a dangerous side, obviously. There's a balance to it. Nobody's perfect at it. But I do know lots of people that can receive those compliments perfectly. They stash them away in a really helpful place in their brain, I guess, where they're able to extract all the goodness from it and all the good intentions, and they're able to avoid all the negative consequences, the possible consequences that could come from misinterpreting or depending too greatly on that compliment. Now, this being said, this idea of community, sometimes that support is people around you. It can be a group of people, talking specific with like heroes and stories. That's often why you see there's such a effort put into creating an ensemble of characters, right? There's a team, there's a group, all people have unique and different abilities that, you know, work well with each other. But it's also, aside from that, aside from just getting the skills that those other people have, it's also about finding a team of people that best support the strengths of the main hero. It's the people that might fill in the gaps where our hero is falling short a little bit. It's about those people being able to support, they don't have the same weaknesses as the hero. So they're able to support the hero when they are afraid or when they are feeling weak. And I think that's the essence of like having a sidekick or a team of people. And it's just, you'll start to recognize that in lots of stories where there's a team of people all surrounded around the main character. And it's not a selfish thing of the hero, because in a sense, all of those people are their own hero in a different way. This story just happens to be about the main person, or the main, you know, the few couple people that are the focus of the story, but all their strengths and their abilities blend together well, not because they're different strengths, but I think it's the fact that they have different weaknesses. So when the hero, like I said, is feeling fearful or insecure or doubting themselves, or they're feeling a little bit of an anxiety or something, or they're feeling some depression and they're feeling like they can't go on, then the hero is likely can be the one to lift them up. The hero's friends, the sidekicks, the partners, the whatever, that community is able to lift them up, because they're not likely experiencing the exact same difficulties, because they're just not the same person. And so there's a tremendous value in having that community. And we see that in countless examples and tons of movies and books, and even in real life, a lot of the greatest leaders in the world and thinkers and people that accomplished so much had those teams of people that were able to fill in the gaps where they might come short, and especially helping them fuel that courage, which is that, you know, like I said, it's that undaunted determination to push forward even in the face of fear, right? That's what courage is. On the flip side, it's not impossible to have courage without these people. Like it's not like, oh, you have to have those people, because sometimes that can also be a daunting task for some people, whether they've grown up in very rough conditions, rough family conditions, maybe they don't have the best of friends, maybe they just don't know what to look for in friends and new friends, and maybe they're not sure about, you know, who those people are that could give them that support. Maybe there are people out there that don't have that. I've been blessed to have those people that do believe in me, and it's been wonderful, but I've had periods in my life where I didn't recognize those people, or I didn't realize how many of those people there were out there, or maybe I just hadn't met some of those people yet, and that's okay. Then that's where the opposite side of the spectrum is, where you can also build courage, because the idea is to use these people to help support you so that you are better and so that you are more capable of doing things on your own. Any good story has these characters, you know, supporting the main hero while slowly stepping away and not having to be such a crutch. Not necessarily a crutch, but not having to be, like I said earlier, they teach the hero to not be so dependent on what they can offer and be more dependent on what the hero has to offer themselves. It's about becoming more self-sustainable in the future, in the long run. And for some people, that's a easier task than others. And some people, yeah, need that large group of people. Some people are just designed to be, yeah, surrounded by friends and family. And this kind of might be the extrovert introvert type of thing, where some people, like, the idea is not about whether you like hanging out with people. It's more about where you get your energy from. That's where you are refueled. And I think part of that refueling process is if you feel better about yourself. So I definitely know people like that, where in social gatherings and being with their friends and family, they feel better about themselves. They feel more in their element. And afterwards, they're more recharged because they feel better. They've been either they've been given compliments, or whether they've just had that kind of good vibe off of people. They've kind of, it's rubbed off, or they just feel like they've been able to use some of their skills, maybe their social skills. And that's great. And that kind of gives them more confidence, more courage, right? On the other hand, people that are more introvert, doesn't mean they don't like talking to people. It just means that they get a lot more energy from being alone and finding ways to strengthen themselves. I happen to be one of those people. I love being social. I love talking to people, but that's not where I get my energy. In fact, it's kind of tiring after a while. Where I get a lot of value and I guess a lot of strength in being able to build my own courage or other qualities is in being alone, whether it's going for walks, which I do often. I do some writing, listening to music just always calms me down. Moments to just sit there and think to myself. A lot of those are the moments where I find the most insight about myself, and I'm able to discover the places where I fall short. And I'm also able to recognize for myself the places where I am strong and I'm doing okay. But I don't think anyone's like 100% one way or the other. I think it is helpful to have a little bit of both, the people. And I think it's just good to go out of your comfort zone, because there are times in your life where maybe those extrovert type people won't have people around them that they know. And on the flip side, maybe there's those introverts that don't have that, you know, solo time to themselves because of work or something like that. And they just don't have the opportunity. So it's good to be able to develop, I guess, a little bit more well-rounded, knowing who you are. For example, I'm more introvert type of person, but I'm learning to open myself up to be surrounded by other people that will support me and love me and strengthen me in those right ways and not be so dependent on myself. Anyway, that's kind of been the thoughts I had on courage, I guess, and why, well, not only why is it so important, but how it's so important and how it's applied to us and why it helps us push forward, right? When we start establishing who we are as people and we start creating this foundation of our principles, the things we live by and the things we choose to live by, it can take a lot of effort to live them truly. And then, yeah, if there's something we've written down or something we've said out loud, something we believe in, I mean, to be a truly good person, we should live that as well. We should act it out. Then that takes courage. It oftentimes takes a lot of effort, and it takes the courage to push through those fearful moments. And I guess this is where it's cool to see that it is doable. Some people are born more courageous and that's it. And that's their lot in life. And they're just lucky. I truly believe that anybody can develop more courage, and it can be manifested in its own way. That's the other thing that's cool. Courage doesn't have to be this big, bold warrior who just charges the battle, you know, head first and just goes right into the fray. It can be manifested that way, but it can be sometimes manifested in just that quiet reserve, that, you know, steadfast strength that just pushing forward. I think of a great example. I use some of these same movies a lot, and some of you guys probably are sick of it, but I think that the reason why they come to mind so much is just because they manifest and portray so many of these principles so well. So I'm thinking of Lord of the Rings here. If any of you have seen that, you know what I'm talking about. But in that story, we have both sides. We have the kind of the warrior aspect of it, those bold, brave people who, when faced against impossible odds in battle, they just decide to push forward, and they're very bold and aggressive and forward about what they believe in and defending people even to the very death. And on the other hand, you have Frodo and some of the other hobbits going on this very quiet, long, painstaking journey that doesn't really involve a whole lot of fear in the sense of fearing other people. It's not a big daunting like adventure that's this battle that they have to face. It's more this long, treacherous journey that's about having courage and having the courage to take the next step. And then there's nothing wrong with either of those. In one side, you have a lot of support from tons of people, and you have this, you know, maybe more explosive type of courage. And on the other hand, you might have some more quiet and steadfast type of courage. It's just about taking one step at a time and having maybe a few people around you, or at sometimes having to be completely dependent on yourself. And there's nothing wrong with either of those. I think it's beautiful to have the team, and it's also beautiful to be the kind of lone wolf that walks his own path. Either way, courage can be so helpful in any of those situations, and I believe it really is a powerful, powerful tool, and not even just a tool, but a wonderful trait that I think manifests itself in so many beautiful ways. And if you just start to see that in people around you and how that courage is manifested so uniquely, it can be really inspiring. So here's to us all having a little bit more courage. Hopefully this has helped. Peace out, guys.